You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily. The coach search continues, and we try to give you the best background possible on the head coaching candidates. We know yesterday the name added to the list was, of course, Ken Whisenhunt. And joining us now on the phone to talk about his former head coach, soon to be, I'm sure, Hall of Fame quarterback, Kurt Warner. Kurt, thanks so much for joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And just want to start things off by asking you to share your experiences of Ken Whisenhunt as a head coach.
I had a great experience with Ken. A quality individual first, which I think is first and foremost and most important when you get into a job like that in the NFL, because I've seen a lot of guys changed due to the pressures that can come with being a head coach, being a part of the National Football League. And so quality individual. And I think a solid coach is that he's a great leader, good offensive mind, understands how to work with players, very much a player's coach, very in tune with what the players want, very open to allowing players to take ownership in the situation. And what I love so much is that he came in to Arizona with a vision. And, he never wavered from that vision, believed that he could take and, slowly transform that organization and make it something that it's never been before. It's exactly what he's done. I thought it was unfortunate. I think a big part of the situation was me retiring in Arizona, and they were never able to really replace me. And oftentimes the coach goes with the quarterback. And I just thought he accomplished too much there to be let go kind of the way he was. But, sometimes you need a change, and he's moved on to San Diego and done a tremendous job getting that offense back on track, getting Phillip back to where we knew he could be. And so I've got nothing but rave reviews for Ken Whisenhunt and the kind of person and coach he is.
Kurt, Vic Carucci, and look, you arrived in Arizona as a finished product, but clearly a lot clicked between you and Ken and that offense to do what you guys did and get that team to a Super Bowl. And I know you deserve so much of the credit for that. But as far as pushing the right buttons in a quarterback, because the biggest thing that a Ken Whisenhunt or any coach who comes into Cleveland is going to have to do is very likely work with a young, undeveloped guy, unaccomplished guy, could be a rookie, could be Brian Hoyer, but have to make that player something special. What are the specific ways you could see a Ken Whisenhunt doing that?
Well, I think the first thing that he was so great at was that he had the flexibility to figure out what I did well and what we did well as a team. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of coaches come in and go, hey, this is the way I've done it. This is the way we're going to do it. And you've got to fit into this. And I think that's kind of what you saw with me in New York and why people thought I was done, because I went to a system that was very different from what we did in St. Louis and didn't really fit my skill set. And so I had to play the game a different way, and it wasn't about stats, and it wasn't about, throwing touchdown passes. It was more about managing the game. And when I got back to Arizona, we worked very closely together to go, okay, how are we built? How am I built as a quarterback? How do I see the game? Let's design an offense that plays to my strengths. And that's exactly what we did. And it was maybe a little bit away from his background. You know, he'd come from Pittsburgh where it was the two-back tight end type of offense. But he was very flexible and open to, hey, what can we do and how do we fit and where can we be the best? And we designed something here that was pretty special offensively. And then I think you've seen kind of the same things in San Diego. And I know there's other parts to it. Phillip's been a part of that. Coach McCoy's been a part of that. But I believe you've seen that flexibility to get back to, okay, Phillip, what do you like to do? How do you see the game? You know, how does it play out, or where can it play out the best for us on the football field? Let's design an offense that works in that manner. And you've seen that. It's been a little less conventional. I mean, last week, what they threw under 15 passes in the playoff game. You've seen them really manage the clock very well, run the ball in a lot of situations where I look at and go, hey, they need to throw the ball more, but they've managed it that way because maybe they're not a great football team. And I think you're starting to see the versatility of a Ken Whisenhunt and his offensive mind. And that's what helped get me back on track. I believe that's what's helped, get Philip back on track. We know what he did in Pittsburgh with Ben Roethlisberger. So a lot of experience working with guys and developing offenses.
Kurt, clearly he's had success with the quarterbacks, as you've mentioned, and the diversity in his offense. But what he also did was come to an Arizona franchise that had not known winning and helped it win, helped it get to a Super Bowl. You guys, as you well know, very close to bringing that one home. Cleveland has been struggling, looking for somebody to come in and change the culture. Can Ken Wisenhunt have the type of leadership, in your opinion, to change that culture and lead this young team that is unfortunately so used to losing and turn them into winners?
Well, I mean, I think you've seen that he has the experience and the ability. Like I said, he came in with a vision and really got us to buy into that vision and believe that we could make that turnaround. And I think that's the start of it. But, you know, you can never put that on one guy, you know. And so, you know, a head coach, yeah, he's got that personality. But we had key pieces to that puzzle that were huge, guys that had won like myself, you know, guys that were great competitors, guys that were big-time game-changing players that helped that mix. And so, you know, I don't ever say, hey, one guy can come in and change an entire organization. It takes a group of people at different places to be able to do that. But from a head coaching standpoint, like we said, we've seen it. I know what he did in Arizona when the culture here was, you know, we've got so accustomed to losing. Guys expected, you know, things to go bad and us to lose. And he really reshaped the vision of this organization, reshaped the attitude that, hey, no longer are we going to be that team that just waits for something bad to happen. We're going to make the change. And even early on when we didn't have the greatest successes, he stuck to that and believed it and kept preaching that message. And, you know, over time, because he was so steadfast with it, everybody started to buy in and started to believe. And you guys know what happened.
Kurt Warner joining us, former NFL quarterback. Of course, had great success with Ken Wisenhunt in Arizona. And Ken Wisenhunt is someone the Browns interviewing for the head coaching job tomorrow, reportedly. Kurt, let me ask you this. One of the things that's come up in with a lot of people skeptically with regard to the Browns' interest in Wisenhunt is that they did talk with him twice last year and obviously gave the job to someone else, Rob Chudzinski. And there were people who were saying, well, maybe he would just come into the Browns with a very negative attitude, look at the other two opportunities that are out there for him, Detroit and Tennessee, and say, hey, the team that rejected me twice, why should I go there? How do you, just knowing what you know of the man, how do you think he handles that?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing is he's going to take a situation that he feels is the best fit for him and the best fit to make strides and turn it around. But I think the one thing you say is that he's not afraid of a challenge. You know, to step into the situation in Arizona with the perennial losing that organization had, I don't think he worries about that aspect, that he's going to believe, like all great players believe, hey, if I go somewhere, I will make a difference and I will change the atmosphere. But you're right. I mean, you have to pick the right situation. You have to pick a place where, you know, that organization believes in you. And I mean, I think the one thing that I'd be leery about with Cleveland is they just hired a guy and a year later, he's gone. I mean, you don't want to go into a situation where you don't believe you're going to have a full opportunity to turn it around. A turnaround organization takes well more than a year. You know, we saw it in Arizona. I mean, you know, that first year we made strides, but we didn't get there. And then we continued to make strides year after year, and that's where you build a culture. It's very hard to do overnight. Even though you might have some limited success overnight, it's very hard to rechange and re-energize an organization that way.
Kurt, when you look at the Browns, you talked about obviously the pitfalls that someone would have for taking this job as a head coach, given how quickly Rob Chudzinski was dismissed. On the other side, you've got some good pieces in place, 5 all pros. You have all the draft picks. You've got the opportunity to spend some money in free agency, the 3rd most money under the cap. And they have arguably one of the most dynamic, young, game-changing players in the league in Josh Gordon. You played with one of the great receivers in the league, obviously Larry Fitzgerald. What do you see in Josh Gordon that could maybe be appealing to a guy like Ken Wisenhunt as someone to build an offense around?
Well, I mean, yeah, anytime you have a guy like that, that can change the complexion of the game on any snap, that you can build an offense around, a guy that can do so much like Josh. I mean, he's a guy that can catch a short pass and turn it into a big play. He's a guy that has great speed. Sometimes I think deceptive speed because he's got such a long stride, but he's a guy that can go deep. He's just versatile in so many ways. So it's great to have a guy like that that you can kind of insert into your offense and really make the focal point. But, you know, I also make the argument, like I said earlier, is that oftentimes coaches go with quarterbacks.
Yep.
And so that's the other thing you look at if you have a number of options as a coach is you go, hey, do I have a quarterback that I believe can take us to a championship? Because that, we know, is where it all starts in the National Football League. And so that would be a big question moving forward as you go into Cleveland is, okay, what direction does the organization want to go? What do they believe in? Do I have a chance to bring in my own guy, or do I believe in one of these guys there and what they can bring to the table? Because I ultimately believe that's where coaches, when they have short tenures, it all starts there, is they never find a quarterback that they can that solidified at that position. And, you know, too quickly, you don't have success because of it, and you're out. You know, Mike Munchak in Tennessee, another situation where they never got a quarterback to stay healthy and really build around him. And, you know, we see what happens.
Last one for me, Kurt, just along these lines about a quarterback you could believe in. Is there anyone that you've maybe had a chance to look at or even in the cursory way on TV like most of us are doing with these college prospects that's jumping out at you right now?
You know, I don't get a chance to watch a whole lot of college football here and there. But I will say, you know, just because Johnny Manziel declared for the draft, very intriguing to me. A big-time playmaker, a guy that can buy time, make extra plays. You know, I look at a couple guys. I look at a guy like Aaron Rodgers, and I think this guy can play in the pocket and extend plays and as good as anybody in college football, extending plays and making the big play after it, which is so, you know, such a big part of the NFL game now, which is so many quarterbacks that are like that. And so he's a guy that really intrigues me because I think he brings a confidence and an attitude and belief that, hey, every time out there, I'm going to find a way to win. Takes a little too many chances for me at the college level. Can he curtail that a little bit at the pro level? Because guys make you pay at this level. But he's probably the one guy that I've seen and watched play numerous times that I go, this guy's got that unique ability. Now, again, I know there's a lot of things that come with it, but he's the one guy that does jump out at me as a big-time playmaker like the guys we see, Russell Wilson and Kaepernick and Aaron Rodgers and Big Ben a couple years ago, that can really extend the plays. And like I said, because of the nature of the game, you have to have a quarterback to do that now unless you're just dynamic inside the pocket. And he's a guy that I believe, you know, is going to bring a unique skill set to the NFL.
That being said, Kurt, this will be my final question since we certainly appreciate the time you spent with us. Is Ken Whisenhunt, from what you know of him, strike you as the kind of guy who would like to be with a Johnny Manziel for the entirety of his career, or at least get to start with him, or go to somewhere like Detroit where you already have an established quarterback in Matt Stafford?
Well, I mean, I think if you've got a guy that you know can play at this level, you're always going to take that commodity over a guy that you're not sure. But, again, I think Ken's one of those guys that welcomes any challenge. You know, welcome the challenge if it was Detroit to help go in there and really shape Matthew Stafford, because we know how great his skill set is. Now you need to fine-tune different things in regards to reading defenses and you know, cleaning up his technique. But I think he'd also welcome the challenge of a guy like Johnny Manziel, who, you know, we understand, you know, there may be some issues off the field, but taking on the challenge of being with a young guy and really shaping him into a great NFL player. And again, I think the skill set of a Johnny Manziel gives you a lot to work with inside of an offense, which I think any offensive coach would welcome.
Kurt, that was phenomenal. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it, my friend.
You bet. Anytime, guys.
Thanks, Kurt.
All right, Kurt Warner, legendary quarterback in the NFL, giving us the knowledge on Ken Whisenhunt and what he might mean. And again, we'll see how this shakes down. You can only ask for the opportunity, and that's what at least we hope the Browns are looking at with an interview scheduled with him tomorrow, according to media reports, and that he's already spoken with the Detroit Lions and Tennessee Titans. We'll see how that all shakes out on divisional weekend, Nathan.
We certainly will. Going to be a very interesting time, and you know, we'll talk, obviously, and digest what Kurt Warner just said. If you joined us in the middle of the interview, you can get it at clevelandbrowns.com after the show. But I some good stuff there,
yep.
And I'll tell you what, I'm starting to get in the Whisenhunt camp a little bit here, Vic.
Yeah, and it's not hard when you get a thorough, you know, thoughtful analysis of the guy from someone like Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner,
played for him.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty good source there.
Not
pretty
bad.
Darn good source. All right, we'll be back digesting Kurt Warner's words. We'll take your phone calls, 216-578-0850, and much, much more when Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, continues here on ESPN 850 WKNR.